Many of the places in Hurricane Irene's path were big tourist destinations: North Carolina's Outer Banks, Cape Cod, Ocean City, Maryland. Some of the communities escaped relatively unscathed, allowing business owners to breathe a sigh of relief and hope for a big turnout this Labor Day weekend. Other places were not so lucky. Sally T's Grill is right on the water in Monmouth Beach, New Jersey. It's a famous local eatery where you can go in and order anything from jumbo sea scallops to sushi and deli fare. Nick Couvel is the chef and general manager at Sally T's. As the storm was making its way north, he stayed at the restaurant until Saturday afternoon when coastal residents were ordered to leave.
We have a lot of locals. I'm sure we could have had a lot of people here for a little bit, but it was a mandatory evacuation, so we had to close.
Do you remember a storm that's done this much damage?
Well, I've been here for almost 12 years, and I have never had water come in like this. No, I've never seen anything like this. This is the most devastating that I've ever seen. You know, I think everything kind of played together, kind of like the perfect storm. We had a new moon, we had a high tide, and we had a storm surge at the same time. So this place was virtually underwater.
We got Nick Couvel on the phone from the restaurant as he was beginning the long process of making repairs after the storm.
It's a disaster in here, you know. I mean, as you can hear in the background, I have people ripping carpets up right now. We're trying to get items cleaned, and everything's a loss in terms of food and everything. You know, the quality we serve here, anything that is even a thought has to go. You know, there's nothing. We have to clean out.
And as best you can, I know that sound in the background you said is people pulling up your carpeting. To describe the scene that you're looking at.
I'm looking at a group of men that are tearing up carpet that we just did renovations a few months ago.
Mm.
I'm looking at a scene that's making me sick right now. I'm looking at saturated carpets being ripped up. And, you know, it's just musty, nasty right now. And it has to be taken care of step at a time. We won't do anything other than doing it the right way, because that's how we always do it at Sally T's.
Give me a sense, if you can, how much business do you think you're losing each day, each week that'll go by?
Well, if we're closed for a couple weeks, including this, it could be somewhere in a couple $100,000 for a 2 to 3 week period, easy.
And how many workers do you have?
Around 60.
And will they all be without their paychecks for a little while?
Some people who will be utilized in a restaurant, there's some people who are going to just have to collect unemployment. You know, I feel horrible because we have wonderful people that work in this place, and all I'm trying to do is get a handle on everything so I know how to handle them as well as possible, because they deserve nothing but to be treated great.
And Nick, how important is Labor Day weekend to the business usually?
It's a huge weekend. You know, that's our last hurrah. We're a seasonal place. We're not as seasonal as a lot of restaurants in the area. We continue to do a vibrant business all year long. However, Labor Day weekend is a very, very busy weekend for us.
And what are you telling your customers? I mean, I'm sure some of them might be wondering if Sally T's is going to come back if you might have to close.
Right now, all I'm telling them is thank you for your patronage, and we're going to try to get open as quick as possible, because when we're closed, it's a big thing to the people around here, because they love coming here. The owner, Joe Emil, made a statement that, you know, could be a protracted closing. There's things that we have to do so that we can get this place back to the level that we demand before we serve people.
We've been speaking to Nick Couvel, who's the chef and general manager at Sally T's Grill in Monmouth Beach, New Jersey. Nick, thanks for talking to us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.